begin the current daf and sech the Sanhedrin daf and Zayin begin on the base. Begin to his master begins the Gemara. The Amarasa, they don't have the prohibition of Amarasa. So it says about Hadam, it says Perikam the Babavasa, but it says Mavasa daf Tazayin base. Eisa Yom that day, Ava Eisa Rasha, that sinner meaning Eisa Barasha violated Chamesh Averis, five sins, and one of them was Baal Amarasa that he had relations with and named betrothed maiden. So that's this is Avogav Lenitzavu, as we're saying here in our Gemara, the Bnei Nach are not commanded in that, but Dov Mechur, who it's still somebody that's disgusting, the Kachash of Nami, as we find one of the other things that's mentioned, is B'shatah Sebacher, he disgraced the firstborn. Apish Lehuzal Kach, although there's no prohibition on that. V'ashkan Nami, we find also Shesipa Kosev Begnusai, that the Torah talks about the disgrace, but Dov Shasid the Torah lesser regarding something that the Torah will ultimately make forbidden, even though for them it's not, they really come on. Mirza tells later on that the Chesam Beis Kuti Mutu Bebitoi, that a Kuti is actually permitted to have relations with his daughter, and yet a Bepeir Kain Meshuch and Haris Tab Yodam Beis, I mean, we say Loit Ushtei Benaisav, Loit and his two daughters, Heim Niskal and Dvar Mitzvah, they intended for a Dvar Mitzvah, Tzadik Milchabam, the righteous go in that. Hush, and Niskal and Dvar Beir, he had a mind for his sin to have relations with his daughters, who Pesh Vikashabam, the sin is stumbled, that's the other half of the Pasik, but it wasn't a sin, but it's something that ultimately will be, even though Kuti is permitted in his daughter, so that's why we see the same thing is regarding Esav too. Next test not to begin the Gemara, but Ibedino did who? Now, if it was in their judgment, so Saifu, that would be with the death penalty of being beheaded. So Tais says, Muslim name, the Gemara could have said the Tanda B'nai Menashe, who, Domin, that it says, Kol Misa Mula B'nai Noichenek, that actually all of theirs are with strangulation and not with Saif. So that itself could have explained why it's not Saif. They say, no, Harba rice. Meir holds that B'nai Noyech Chayv Misa only on rice to business of a Misa name. According to Chachamim, no, there's many other ones, meaning, for example, Chiva Krisis, that a B'nai Noyech will be Chayv Misa. Now, Peshach Kohen Drash explains, for example, Kol Chiva Krisis, all these that are liable for Karas, Lil Rabban, Ishab Lil B'nai Noyech, according to Rabban, where do we see B'nai Noyech are included? Ish. When it says ish, is including whatever said in the parasha. Whereas Reb Meir, like Darsh ishish l'rebuya, he does not expand ishish to include that. Now, says Tais Avgav, although previously Nabnon Dov Men Avgav Birchas Hashem regarding the blasphemy of God, Darsh Reb Meir actually expands ish to include the kinuim for Akum. Now, Mashmet sounds like demanded Darsh Chada, that the one who dashed in such a drush in one place, Darsh Kulu, he would expand it in all places. The Meturfik Masik Love, that's what actually the Gemara came out previously on Aleph, Ashev Mitzvah B'nei Noyach Nerag, that on the seven mitzvahs B'nei Noyach, which actually the Gemara should be Arba, that there's four that B'nei Noyach are killed, because it says Ish, and that should include also Abed Zara. So how do we understand what it, then Remeir should be darshaning this ish? So Tosfos says Hosamash made the nafshe. You're right. Remeir that his own sheet would darshan. Vach Remeir lived Rabbi Kiva. Here it's actually Remeir according to Rabbi Kiva because the Mukhla B'samach the Gemara ultimately comes out, and therefore it's not difficult. He would hold yeah, but here it's like Rabbi Kiva. Now me, however, Hodim Bin Leel. This that we previously include Nachri me ish. Hainu ba'arayis di dan. That's for our isur arayis. Of the two, but actually for theirs, Nirali says, this appears to me that Midachsev Lamer, Imkem Bin Rame Bin Rabbanon, Hadadarsh Ish, Hainu Barais Didan. That's for our eyes. Of the two, theirs Midachsev Lamer, from Lamer. And Bidarsh Lurabbanon, Lokal Arais Ditu, and Rabbanon Darshan for all their eyes. Of the Rameus, really, he holds no. Kivin Shapirish Bnei Noyach, since it's Bnei Noyach, Akin Yazim Ish, the Hainu, which is Chib and Mises Hain. So according to Taisis, that he says not like Rashi. The reason the Chacham is not that the Goyim are included from Ish because that pasuk is from the rice of Yisrael as we see in our Gemara. For that rice is Linda from Leimar. Comes up whether Remeir and the Brisa that we have, whether according to Chachamim, they agreed to the drash of the pasuk ish to include the Goyim. They just disagree with the drash of Leimur. According to Chachamim, this pasuk is warning that the Bnei Noach on all their rice, and therefore the Chayim Misa all their rice. According to Remeir, since we find the pasuk Kenyazav ish is of his email, that the Torah is saying that rice of Bnei Noach is Muzer, and that rice to Bezin of Yisrael would execute for that. So it's logical that these rice are the ones they commanded and not on the other ones of Chiva Krisis. Next test must begin with the words of Gemara, which this belongs actually on the Chesem and Aleph. We're talking about a ger that his pregnancy was not from a Jewish situation, but it does make Kedusha his birth what? Now, Pesach and Rashi explains, and this is on Nunchas Menav de Maskla Chachom Yekayim, that the Nakud Hachi, why do we pick such a case? Shem Lubu Ute, it's coming to exclude the case of Adosa Bledosa Bekdusha. That if the conception and the birth was when his parents were Jewish, because Kimin Dem Li Yisrael, then he's comparable to a Jew, Gozer by Remei, the Remei would decree a fila b'shero av, that even the paternal relations would be forbidden. But Fishal Nol de Osna Kraven B'yaz Nachi, even though those were born, those relatives, when he was still a non-Jew, which really technically would not be forbidden. And B'yash Lemetiz says, Ipcha, you could say, to the contrary, the Adrabah, to the contrary. Kim Nagasa B'l'das B'kdusha, so in that case, actually, to the contrary, because since actually his conception and the birth was Bekdusha, then he's like Yisrael, Umutr, and actually he'll be permitted a fill about Chaysim and the Aim. Even his maternal sister, Shinod Mekoidin, that were born from before, meaning when they were not Jewish, the Lekla Migzik, because now you cannot make the decree, Shaloh Yermu, that people shouldn't say, oh, Ban Mekdusha, Chamur, Mekdusha, Kalu, what became from more severe sanctity when they were forbidden then, and now lesser, now they're permitted? No, Kim the Lesbut Sad Paslas, because there is no element over here of disqualification, or I should say, of geyus, of non-Jewishness. It doesn't apply over here. It's like two totally different people, and there's no confusion whatsoever, because he never had the element of being not Jewish to say that point. But another point you could say is that that's with Kedusha. Actually, you could say that Nami Kachdina would have the same halacha as the case of Adosa Shalab Kedusha, Adosa Kedusha. So why don't you pick that case where Lirvusa, which actually that would be even a bigger chiddush, because you wouldn't be able to teach she'ein lo she'er ha'av. You're right, it would be a bigger chiddush, but you would run into a problem because a ger has a maternal relationship and no paternal relationship, and such a ger, the Gemara could not have said at this way at all, because if his pregnancy was Bekedusha, in other words, after his father converted, he was already had like a full Yisrael, so you can't say She'in L'Sher Av, the Mashanah love Bekedusha, because what's born to his father in the state of Kedusha, Asim Adarais, would be biblically forbidden. Comes out Davka, only those relationships that were born to him from his father's side before he was Megayer, they're not considered as relatives at all, and they're permitted to him, but the relationships that are born to him from his father's side after his father converted, they are forbidden to him. So therefore the bride said Ger that his pregnancy was not Bekedusha, then he's not Mesiachas at all after his father, and therefore all the paternal relationships are permitted, which would not be the case if he was Hidosa B'Likdosa Bekedusha.